Front Page Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, and color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Death Rides with the Funeral, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled Killed China's Cleverest Cook at His Own Funeral, which is but one of the many interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly. Hans Bitterschlag, an ex-German army officer, has long been a thorn in the side of the Chinese authorities as well as the deadly Chinese bandits. For Bitterschlag himself was one of the most wily, ruthless bandits that ever lived. The Chinese nicknamed him Goba, which is a fungus that attacks wild rice. And he earned his nickname for the way he preyed upon and hijacked the wild rice, which is also a nickname bestowed upon Chinese bandits. Recently, under the cover of darkness, Hans Bitterschlag and his faithful partner in crime, Ivan Rushkin, a white Russian, secretly slipped into China's ancient capital, Beijing. In their carefully hidden headquarters, they discussed their plans.
So, you think it's a risky business coming here, Ivan?
Between the Japanese and the Chinese authorities, we are quite likely to be trapped.
No, Ivan. I'm much too clever for that. I have planned every detail of this little trip too carefully to be caught now. Ivan, this is to be my last job.
What? What is that you say, Hans?
Remember I told you a long time ago, once I made my pile, I would clear out of China, go somewhere to live a life of ease and luxury.
Da, but you said you would need at least a million.
Yeah, Ivan. And I almost have it. A cool million in gold, precious stones, and jewelry. All stuff I can cash in on. This one big hole we make here will do it.
Mother of all the rocks. Then in that little hole in the ground near Shanghai, you have almost a million hidden away. But what if something should happen to you?
Well, then, Ivan, it would all be yours. For you and I are the only two people who know where my fortune is hidden. But don't let your mind dwell upon it. Nothing will happen to me. Wait. Here, there's a fine shoe with the news I have been waiting for.
Greetings, Baba. Glad to see you here.
Thank you, Fenchu. Now then, what is the news?
As usual, you are right. The bandit Patsai is moving very valuable cargo of jewels and gold out of Beijing tonight.
Good.
Wishing to avoid any trouble with wretched Japanese and their puppets, he is using this narrow trail instead of main road.
You hear that, Ivan? All right, get your men together. There's a narrow pass between the hills. You and your dynamiters will let Patsai and his caravan pass into the gorge. Then blow out the sides of the hill and cut off their retreat. Fanchu will have men ready to close in and shoot down Patsai and his men.
But who will take care of gold and jewels?
I will. Who else? I have my own trustworthy carriers to take them away. The gold and jewels are to be in the second cart buried among some sacks of rice. Is that not so?
Yes, Master. As usual, you are right again. Your wisdom is beyond all comprehension.
There's no time for compliments now. Get your men together. There's work to be done.
All wagons are safely engorged now, Master.
Very good. Give the signal to blow in the pass. Well, there, Ivan. There's your share. Now everyone is paid off.
Yeah. And most handsomely, too. You are very generous this time, Hans.
Well, I can afford to be. Didn't I say this was my last job? Well, what is it now, Fenchu?
This most miserable and unworthy servant of so wise and most generous master bring you bad news.
Bad news what? How bad?
The news of your little foray against the worthless bandit Petsai has reached the ears of Japanese military master.
That does not worry me. They don't know where I am. And if they did, they wouldn't know me if they saw me.
That most worthy master is true, but they also have pressed the Chinese police into service. And the Chinese, alas, they do know you.
So?
They have posted strong force around Beijing. Guards patrol every gateway and street in the city. The wretched Japanese governor is not so much interested in catching you personally as he is in seizing the wealth you took from that most worthless bandit Petsai.
Naturally. But then I am not worried, as I was prepared to meet such an emergency. I have an excellent little plan to fool the Japanese and their puppets.
But, most generous, wise, and worthy master, you have another enemy who is much more crafty, one who, despite your wisdom, is much harder to fool than the worthless and senile Japanese.
That would be Petsai, I suppose.
Most assuredly, worthy master. He is afire with righteous indignation. He burned with anger over loss of his precious jewel and gold. He is filled with unquenchable desire for vengeance. He has recruited strong force that now command even smallest avenue of escape to his south.
That is bad. Very bad. I was afraid of this, Hans. What is there to do?
Well, for one thing, remain calm. Aye, Hans, Fiddleschlag is not caught so easily. I have made my pile. I am ready to enjoy it. I have everything to live for. So I am going to die.
That, Tovarish, does not make sense.
May this most unworthy servant request an explanation?
Yes, you may. Here's your job, Sancho. You are to prepare for my funeral. Make it a good one. The biggest and best funeral Beijing has seen in many a day.
That this most humble servant will do. But, worthy master, to have a real funeral, there must be a corpse.
I will supply that. Don't worry. I want you to tell your men and everybody else concerned that I was killed in that shooting match we had with the Chai.
That will make my humble people very unhappy. You have been most generous to them.
Of course, of course. And so they will mourn loud and long. I want a big, noisy procession, a big, fancy casket. And I must be buried in the cemetery at Fatu, in the suburbs outside the city.
All this sounds very good, but you cannot fool the Japanese into allowing a funeral without a corpse.
Honorable gentlemen is right, worthy master.
And you cannot substitute a dead Chinese. The Japanese military police will want to see the corpse.
Yeah. I know that. But don't worry, I will fix everything. Pan Shu, you will make all the necessary arrangements. Hurry now, do as I say.
It shall be done, most worthy master. Pan Shu will state for you most beautiful funeral in all China. I go at once.
Well, Hans, what is this going to be? One big joke?
No. No, Ivan, one big funeral. The biggest in Beijing.
But where are you going to get the corpse of the right man to use in your funeral?
I will produce the corpse in just a moment. You see, I knew this raid was going to be risky and escape very difficult, so I carefully thought out this funeral plan. As for the corpse, well, I've had my eye on him for some time.
Then where in the name of all the saints of Russia is it?
Just sit there. Be comfortable. I'll be right back. And there we have the corpse, Ivan. Simple, wasn't it?
What is the meaning of this? Door is unlocked. Ivan, the worthy master's special friend, foully murdered, shot from behind.
What appears to be troubling the ancient one?
Who are you, most miserable coolie of Icefield? What are you doing here, violating sanctity of his house?
Do not be alarmed, ancient one. I am here with instruction from our most honorable master, the Goba.
Give me some sign that you are a fraternity of our honorable master.
Silver ring upon his second finger.
Heaving son of a jackal, that ring is the master's. Where is he? Speak, or I will sever your worthless head from his vile body. Where is master?
Here in the flesh, Sancho. I just wanted to be sure this disguise would fool even your keen eyes.
Oh. It is perfection, worthy master. Once more, this most unworthy one bow before your great wisdom. You appear to be like Lord Scully of Rusty.
Good, good. Now, quickly, is everything arranged?
Yes, most worthy master. Everything but corpse. The empty casket stands up above. The Japanese military police await to certify the body and sign the order.
Good. There's your corpse, all dressed in my clothes with all my papers of identification. Even to the passports I had ready. You and I will carry up the body and place it in the casket.
Yes, master, at once.
And then I will attend my own funeral. The procession will take me safely outside the city into the suburbs. And from there I can wander away with the mourners and make my escape.
What was that playing for? Who drove that motor car into the funeral procession?
That car was filled with worthless bandits, Petsai and his followers, Captain.
So?
Goba, the German who was being buried, was Petsai's worst enemy. It was the Goba who robbed Petsai a few nights ago. This was Petsai's revenge.
Captain!
Yes, stupid one. What is it now?
When the bandit car smashed into the hearse, the coffin fell out and was smashed open.
And so, stupid one, what happened?
We discovered the corpse was not that of the accursed bandit Goba, but another.
You speak the truth?
Most assuredly, Captain. The body is that of Ivan Ruskin, the Goba's right-hand man, not the Goba himself.
Then we have been tricked. Once again, the Goba has escaped us.
No, Captain, the Goba has not escaped anyone this time. He lies over there in the gutter, shot through the heart.
You are sure that filthy looking creature dressed like Cody is German Hans Peter's rag?
I am positive. He cleverly disguised himself and hoped by walking in his own funeral procession he could escape us.
And had it not been for the arrested enemy, Petsai, he would have. Where is this Petsai? He must be arrested at once.
There is no need for that, for Petsai was killed when his motor car crashed into the wall. Death has succeeded where even Japanese fail. We are rid of all our bandits.
As a final grim jest of fate, Hans Bitterschlag, the Goba, was buried in a pauper's grave. There was no one to claim his body. And his Chinese followers, wrathful at the way he had murdered his loyal partner, Ivan Ruskin, completely repudiated him. But the Goba's death was the signal to start one of the most intensive treasure hunts ever to be held in China. Chinese and Japanese authorities, as well as the marauding bandits, are feverishly hunting for the million-dollar fortune in gold, jewels, and precious stones the Goba had hidden against the day of his retirement. You have just heard the front-page drama, Death Rides with the Funeral, a dramatization of a true life story to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly under the title, Killed China's Cleverest Crook at His Own Funeral. This is but one of the many interesting features of next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations, all these are to be found in every issue of